翻开以亚书。
Let's open to the book of Micah.
今天从第四章开始。
Let's start with chapter 4 today.
在第三章的结束。
After the end of chapter 3.
第三章第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
所以因你们的缘故。
Because of you.
也就是这些长官。
We're talking about these
leaders
and the rulers.
不遵照耶和华的话语。
Do not obey the words of the Lord.
这个也就像当时的这一个底波拉的那一个四世纪的时代。
This is the same as the generation of Deborah in the Judges.
也就是整个呢官长停止。
And all the judges have stopped.
那么这个没有行正道的。
They are not. They will not.
他说大道无人，大道无人行。
So their ways of people are not troubled.
都是绕道而行。
They were going around.
意思呢，就是没有走正确的方向。
Meaning they have not gone in the right direction.
虽然都好像在道路上。
Even though they seem to be in the path.
却是绕道。
But they actually were rebellious.
因为这样的缘故。
Because of this.
呼喊百姓归回。
So they call and people to return.
呼喊以色列的这一些领袖要归回。
He called that the leaders need to return.
这个给我们教会有什么看见呢？
So what do we see from a church?
对现今教会每一个基督徒有什么看见呢？
And so what all the Christians in the church see today?
弥迦书的那一个呼喊仍然在这个世代呼喊。
Yeah, the crying out in the book of Micah is still being cried out today in this generation.
将近2700年前的呼喊。
It's a crying out about 2700 years ago.
2700年前的呼喊现在这个声音仍然存在。
The voice that was cried out in 2700 years ago is still present.
所以因你们的缘故西安被像耕种像一块田。
So because of reason, Zion is like a land that's being cultivated.
这个不是种植培养成长啊。
This is not being, the seeding being planted being, and growing.
后面那句话就讲到像一块田。
So it's like a land.
耶路撒冷必变成乱堆。
So Jerusalem would be a rubble.
那像一块田的意思是什么？被耕耘过。
So it's like a field that had been cultivated before, had been plowed.
在什么地区呢？在耶路撒冷。
It'd be in Jerusalem.
成为乱堆。
Would become a heap of rubble.
那表示呢，耶路撒冷的城都不见了。
Meaning that the city is already destroyed.
这殿的山必像丛林的高处。
The temple hill, a mound overgrown with thickets.
表示呢，这一个城呢，怎么完全的倒塌了？就像丛林的高处长草了。
So like a city that had been destroyed, and then all the thickets, all the wild grass grow.
那这是弥迦书第三章第十二节里面。
This is what says in Micah chapter 3 verse 12.
那么当我们看到这一个这一个其中呢，这个在有攻击撒玛利亚的预言。
So there's also prophecies against the Samaria.
在西西家讲王的时候，次年的时候，照着字面上就应验了。
So this was actually fulfilled in King Hezekiah's time.
但攻击耶路撒冷呢？
How about the attack on Jerusalem?
使耶路撒冷成了乱堆。
Then it became a heap of rubble.
这是在700年后才呈现。
It was fulfilled after 700 years afterwards.
因为纵然这个巴比伦来到的这个耶路撒冷，也并没有把它变成乱堆。
Even though Babylon took over, they did not make it into a rubble.
那么我们就看到这一个乱堆是在耶稣基督死后80年的提多将军把整个耶路撒冷呢一块砖没有叠在一块砖头上面。
So it occurred about 70 years after the Lord that the General Titus destroyed this Jerusalem into a rubble.
那我们看到这个预言是跨越式的预言。
So this is actually a prophecy that beyond prophecy.
为什么700多年以后才发生呢？
Why did it occur after 700 years?
这我们看到第五章第二节里面很重要的一个弥迦的信息。
So there's a very important message in chapter 5 verse 2 from Micah.
弥迦不但讲到神的审判。
Not only did he talk about the judgment of God.
弥迦讲到神的救赎。
But he talked about salvation of God.
第五章第二节
，In chapter 5 verse 2，
他讲到说这一个这一个伯利恒以法他
，He talked about Bethlehem Ephrathah。
你在犹大诸城之中最小
，Even though you are small among the clans of Judah，
将来必有一位从你那里出来
，But out of you will come for me，
在以色列中做我掌权的
，One who will be ruler over Israel。
他的根源从亘古 从太初就有。
Whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
这个是文士跟法利赛人非常熟悉的一章。
This is a scripture that the Pharisees and the scribes are very familiar with.
他们要来做掌权的。
They want to become rulers.
他们从这个掌权这个字句里面去领受到一个政治家的弥赛亚。
So from the ruler, they figure out that the Messiah will be a political ruler.
所以他们知道呢，在伯利恒。
So they knew it was in Bethlehem too.
在犹大诸城中最小的。
And it was the smallest among the clans of Judah.
但他们却没有去伯利恒。
But they did not go to Bethlehem.
一个从伯利恒出来的行个神迹比所有历代的先知都还要多的耶稣基督。
The Jesus Christ that came out of Bethlehem did more miracles than all the prophets combined.
只因他是个木匠的孩子。
Only that he was the son of a carpenter.
他们就想到说怎么可能。
They couldn't imagine that how could this be.
他们要看的是这最起码是从我们法利赛人当中或文士里面出来的。
But they figure it would be someone who come out of the Pharisees or from among the scribes.
要么从大祭司里面选出来的。
And chosen from the high priesthood.
怎么从一个木匠的孩子当中出来？
How could he come out of a carpenter?
他们没有办法接受神对他们的安排。
They cannot accept the arrangement from God.
今天我们的信仰是不是也没有办法这一个接受神对我们的安排？
Is it possible that we also would not accept in our faith what God has arranged for us?
当在这个地方不仅如此呢，在第四章跟第五章里面，我们就看到耶稣基督要引导整个世界。
So not only here, but in chapter 4 and chapter 5, we see that Jesus Christ is going to lead the world.
并且他将带来极大的平安。
He's going to bring great peace.
这个就是第四章第一节到第三节里面。
This is what it says in chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 3.
末后的日子。
In the last days.
耶和华的殿的山必被建立。
The mountain of the Lord's temple be as chief among the mountains.
高举过万岭。
To be raised above the hills.
万民都要流归这山。
And peoples will stream to it.
必有许多国民前往说。
Many nations will come and say.
来吧，我们登耶和华的山，登雅各神的殿。
Come, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob.
主必将他的道教训我们。
He'll teach us his ways.
我们也要行他的路。
So that we may walk in his path.
因为训诲必出于锡安。
The Lord will go out from Zion.
耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
The word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
后面讲到整个国里面呢，他将这一个刀打成犁头。
Then later on, he's going to talk about the sword become a plowshare.
打成镰刀。
And then spears into pruning hooks.
国跟国之间也不再战事了。
Nation will now be take up against swords against others.
这一个呢，讲到怎么样？耶稣基督再来的时候。
He's talking about when Jesus comes again.
有一个千禧年的国度。
There's a Jubilee, the nation, the era of Jubilee, 1,000 years.
在神的国里面，当然不需要这些东西。
So of course, in the kingdom, we don't need these things.
讲到有一个千禧年的国度。
We're talking about the kingdom of 1,000 years.
天上的千禧年，地上也是千禧年。
So 1,000 years in heaven, also 1,000 years on earth.
那一个时候呢，撒旦被关在那一个永久的火湖里面。
So Satan will be chained and put him into the abyss.
这时候神要给我们看见。
God will let us see.
不是因为撒旦你才犯罪。
Because it's Satan that was sin.
今天很多人说撒旦引诱我，所以我才犯罪。
A lot of people say Satan tempting, that's why I sin.
撒旦无孔不入，所以我才犯罪。
Because Satan is everywhere, that's why I sin.
撒旦设下太多的陷阱让我跳进去，所以我才犯罪。
And because Satan set up so many traps, that's why I fall into them.
千禧年撒旦是被关在永久的火湖里头。
So for 1,000 years, Satan will be locked up in the fiery lake.
神要让我们看看。到底人犯不犯罪？
God wanted to see if men were sin or not.
那么有一群人那时候是在阴间。
There's a group of people who are in hell.
有一群人是在乐园。
But there's a group in the paradise.
有一些人是在神的国度与主同作王一千年。
Then there's another group that's going to be in the kingdom reigning with the Lord.
三种不同地区里的人，还有一个是在地上过一千年的人。
There are all these three different groups of people plus the one on the earth.
这四个不同地方的一同在看魔鬼被关在火湖里面这一千几年的当中地上的人到底犯不犯罪。
So these four groups of people will see when Satan locked up in fiery lake that the people will sin or not in 1,000 years.
到底有没有归向耶和华。
That where people truly return to the Lord.
据圣经里面所讲的那个时候是以色列最后的一仗。
So according to the Bible, that's the last time for Jerusalem.
但是信耶稣基督的人很少。
But very few will believe in Jesus Christ.
这一些是为什么呢
？Why?
那时候已经经历过这千禧年了。
They already experienced this 1,000 years of jubilee.
人活到这一个一两百岁死的都叫做夭折。
So those who live up to 100 years are considered cursed.
那一个时候呢，神给人更多的恩典。
At that time, God will give more grace.
就像做当时这一个亚当夏娃那时候人可以活到700岁、800岁一样。
Just like the time when Adam and Eve lived, when the people would live up to 700, 800 years.
当然，活到那个时候，皮肤绝对不会老化很快。
Of course, when they live at that age, their skin will not age so quickly.
圣经讲到有七倍的阳光。
Because the Bible says that there'll be light, sunlight that's 7 times the light of sun.
这一个是不一样的，不是像太阳光里面的紫外线等等之类。
So this is not like the regular sunlight that has a UV light in it.
神说有就有。
Because God speaks and it comes to be.
那一种不会使皮肤这个七百年的，虽然人不死，但那老了皮跟烘干呼吸皮那样。
So it will not be like 700 years like today when people's skin are wrinkled and dried up.
像苦瓜一样那样脸。
It's almost like the bitter melon skin.
是不会的。
It won't be like that.
但是呢，我们看人在那么样子的恩典当中会不会归向神。
But we see when people in such grace will they return to the Lord.
神的圣经就已经把这个预言出来。
God already prophesied this in the Bible.
多么信实的一段话语。
This is such a word of truth.
所以神把未来的事情告诉你。
So God tells you what is to come.
当然可能你没有办法经历到那些。
Maybe you will not be able to experience these.
但是你可能在神的国度里面看到这些。
But you may see it in the kingdom of God.
那你也可能在乐园里面看到这些。
You may see this in the paradise of God.
那有没有可能你那时候在千禧年的这个开始的那一个的当中呢？
Will you be maybe at the beginning of this 1,000-year jubilee?
这时间在于神。
The time is in God's hand.
我们看到这时代真的是很快。
But we see that its time is drawing near.
我们看弥迦书的第四章，这一些里面讲到的跟以赛亚书第二章里面的很多字句是相同的。
So what we see in chapter 4 of Micah is very similar to second chapter of Isaiah.
很多已经应验在这个世界上。
A lot of things are fulfilled in this world.
但有一些还没有应验在这世界上。
But some have not been fulfilled yet.
那么最重要的就是在第三部分里面，这个弥迦再一次的呼吁。
So what's important in the third part of Micah that he
第六章第一节跟第二节里头
in chapter 6 verse 1 and verse 2
我们昨天有提到弥迦有三次的呼吁
we talked about yesterday that Micah has crying out three times
第一个就是讲到万民啊
he said the first is all peoples
你有没有信耶稣有没有信这位创造的神
have you believed in Jesus believe in this God who created heaven and earth
你有没有信都要把这话临到你
whether you believe or not this word will come to you
不会因为你的不信，神就不在了。
Just because if you're unbelieved, that God doesn't.
不会因为你相信神，神他就更信实。
So just because you believe God, God will be more faithful.
我们第一部分是给万民知道的。
So the first part is for all people.
万民啊
，all peoples.
第二是讲到以色列的官长啊。
Oh, secondly, talk about the rulers of Israel.
第三就讲到什么以色列人呐、
啊。Then talk about Israel, the third.
表示是专对基督徒的。
So meaning is especially for Christians.
针对当时的这个神的选民的。
So talking about chosen ones of God.
第三部分是归属于我们这已经信主的人。
So the third part is for those people who already believe and return to the Lord.
怎么说呢？在这里面第一节、第二节，以色列人呐、啊。
It says here.
当听我们一起来读吧。二三，请以色列人呐、
啊，
当听耶和华的话。要起来向山岭争辩，是山岭听你的话，山岭和地永久的根基啊，要听耶和华争辩的话，因为耶和华要与他的百姓争辩，与以色列争论啊。为什么神要这么样争论呢
？Why does God have to argue against His people？
我们就看到，当耶稣基督进这个耶路撒冷的时候
，So when Jesus went to Jerusalem，
那么我们就看到当他们的称颂
，When they praise，
法利赛人就叫这一个耶稣基督叫这一些人闭口
，So Jesus said that these people will be silenced。
但主耶稣基督讲一句话
，But Jesus said，
若是他们闭口
，If they are silenced，
连这些石头都要起来欢呼。
The sky will raise, the stones will be raised to praise.
他说我的百姓啊
，My people, he said.
为什么神跟神立约的这些百姓
，and those people who set covenant with God，
竟然会跟神争辩
？Why they would argue or charge against God？
而石头竟然起来欢呼
，and yet the stone will raise to praise。
山岭
，or hills，
这一些这个根这个山冈啊
，and all the mountains，
地永久的根基啊
，or the foundations，
要听耶和华争辩的话。
For the Lord has a case against people.
为什么？这做证据。
Oh, this is a witness.
叫做这个石头来做证据。
That the stone will be a witness.
啊，这个有时候我们看到哈，以这个山为证。
So we use the hill, well, a mountain. I'm sorry.
因为当时那个山是不可能会移动的。
Because mountains are at that time immovable.
他说，神说我要与你们争辩。
So mountain used as a witness, God used it as an accusation.
我屡次跟你们立约。
Yeah, I've set covenant with you several times.
为什么能屡次你们毁约？
Yet you have destroyed the covenant, rebelled against the covenant.
我的百姓啊，我向你做了什么？
So what have I done to you, my people?
你可以证明。
That you can answer me.
那这个呢，就是神的灵呢，我们就看到它不是一个报复的灵。
So we see that God's spirit is not a spirit of revenge.
他如果要报复，他不跟你讲了。
If he's going to avenge, he's not going to tell you.
不需要跟你解释的。
He doesn't need to explain to you.
神他做任何事情，他不需要向你解释的。
Whatever God does, he doesn't have to explain to you, himself to you.
但是他愿意让你知道。
But he's willing to let you know.
那么这个是什么？神怕你走错路，他心中的灵会担忧。
So he's afraid that you walk astray and his heart will be grieved.
所以神不是一条道路在这个地方，你不走哦，我审判你。
So God's way is not like this is a path. If you don't walk in this, I'll punish you.
我们从神的这个神的灵里面
，from the spirit of God，
看见了他有一个担忧的灵。
We see that he has a spirit of grief.
这条路你走在这个地方的时候，你走错了。神的灵不是我要审判你。
So when you walk around, when you veer from the path, it's not like God's going to punish you.
他是为你偏行己路而担忧。
But his spirit will grieve because you have departed from the path.
审判最后的审判是他的公义。
But the judgment at the end is his righteousness.
过程他的慈爱里面有一种担忧的灵。
But in the process, his love, he has.
我们都读过哈，不要让圣灵为你什么担忧。
That his spirit grieves, just like we have read, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神的属性里头有一个担忧的灵。
That in God's nature, He has a spirit of grief.
当我们的生命不长进的时候
，When our life doesn't grow or mature.
当我们不愿意顺服神的道路的时候
，So we are not willing to obey the Lord's path.
当我们还以为我们在做主公为主这个做工而自以为义的时候
，So when we're doing the work of the Lord and we are self-righteous,
圣灵会向我们担忧
，And the Holy Spirit will grieve for us.
但这个担忧的当中，神一定会透过很多的环境要你归回。
But when during this process of grief, that God will use all kinds of environment to let you return.
讲话的当中
，and when God speaks,
讲话里面的一种是行为的
，one of them is action.
就是把苦难的环境加在你身上
，and to give you a hardship.
当苦难的环境加在我们身上的时候
，when the hardship come upon us,
我们总是会以为神在刑罚我们
，we always think that God is punishing us.
我们看见。这一个苦难临到的时候
，When we see this hardship come upon us，
不是神在刑罚我们
，It's not God punishing us，
是神的灵担忧
，But the spirit of God is grieved，
怕我们从此以后就没有办法归回
，They're afraid that we will not turn back to Him，
透过环境的苦难
，So through the hardship of the environment，
让你的心思醒悟过来
，Let your spirit and soul be revived。
这一个是浪子回头的故事里面给我们看到的典故。
This is what we see in the story of the prodigal son.
这是约伯记里面给我们看到的典故。
This is also what we see in the book of Job.
从旧约跟新约里面，我们都看见一个人会归回。
From Old Testament to New Testament, we see that someone turns back.
以色列人要归回。
And the Israelites need to turn back.
神都用同样的脚步。
By God uses the same way.
我们看到浪子的那个。使他的什么那个整个穷苦起来。
So that for this prodigal son, he became very poor.
当他穷苦起来的时候，他开始会思考。
So when he became impoverished and poor, he would think.
这个宴乐天天太忙了，忙到没有时间 思考。
So before he had such a busy day and day of enjoyment, he didn't have time to reflect.
不知道忙什么，忙到回到家里躺头就睡了。
So he didn't know what he was busy or hectic about.
有没有读经，有没有祷告也无所谓了。
He would go home and sleep. It didn't matter whether he read the Bible or pray or not.
反正我有到教会。
As long as he had come to church.
所以我们看到很多的事情里面太忙了，我们没有醒悟过来。
So we see that in many things when we're too busy, we do not come to our senses.
当我们很多这个啊、苦难临到的时候，我们空下来的时间很多的时候。
But when we are in hardship, when we have a lot of time in our hands,
神开始给你有一段安静的时间，让你去思考。
God will give you this time of quiet time to repent or to think.
多少的人他能够在很忙乱的时候，我要安静的一段时间，好好的去找一个时间进食祷告。
So, how many people try to find time to fast and pray in their hectic schedule?
好，我记得在啊、几年前有一个这个哦企业家。
I remember a couple years ago there was a businessman
看上牧师的一块地。
And he wanted to buy a land from the pastor.
就来到这个地方啊、跟牧师谈，然后把它规划好。
So he came to the pastor to discuss the plan to build.
有一天呢，就是说哦，我们要约好时间。
So one he set a date, a time appointment.
什么时候要来做这一个最后的这一个计划
？And to finalize the plan.
牧师给他开了一些很多的条件。
And God gave him, pastor gave him a lot of conditions.
那这个时间呢？他说他不能来。
But he said he could not come.
他说他有一个灵修的课程。
But he has a devotion time.
我们以为他是基督徒。
We thought he was a Christian.
他不是。
He wasn't.
他只不过是。他知道他在很多的忙乱的时候
He just knew that in his busy times
他一定要静下来打坐三天
That he need to quiet down and meditate for 3 days
我说一个社会上在工作的人他都懂得在忙乱的时候他要退到后面去打坐好好的思考一下
So even for the Gentiles in the society they know in their busy time need to take time to meditate
难怪圣经会告诉我们说这个黑暗之子比光明之子更聪明
No wonder the Bible tells us that the sons of darkness are wiser than the sons of light
那基督徒变成无头苍蝇往前冲
So we Christians become headless chicken
黑暗之子他懂得怎么样啊？这个黑暗之子不是这个还没有得救的人
So the people who are not saved yet
不在整国度里面的人
Those who are not in the kingdom of God
他们都懂得怎么样安静好好的思考他的企业要往哪一些地方走
They even know they need to rest and meditate in their direction
基督徒不会说我为了神的国度我请假
So Christians will not take time off
为了我现在这个工作到底正不正确我请假三天好好的跟神祷告
So they will not take 3 days off to meditate and pray to God for the direction of the work
到底是我们没教呢还是我们的生命里面的那个义里面呢是自以为义呢
So is it because you're not taught or because we are
这是我经常在思考的问题
This is something I constantly reflect on
难怪看到这一段圣经章节我明白耶和华为什么要与他的百姓争辩
So when I read this verse I realize why God the Jehovah want to bring a case against a charge against his people
那么我们经常这个看到以色列的百姓他们认为是什么呢
So what do we see that in
他们认为说我们该带什么公务给你
Yeah, this is what we should bring
我们该做什么使你满意
What do things to please you
主耶稣基督告诉我们的
What Jesus
told 耶和华告诉他的百姓的
And what God said to his people
都不是这些食物性的东西
It's all the, not these foods that they bring as offering
他要我们的是心里真实的悔改
那 what he wants us is to truly repent in our heart.
因此，整个弥迦的这一个信息对我们今日的基督徒有什么样子的一个帮助
？So how is the message from Micah help us as Christians today?
弥迦的信息是对于这个犹以色列人跟犹大。
So this message is for Israelites and Judah.
以色列代表被盗的。
So Israel represents the rebellious.
犹大代表有一些忠心的人在里头。
Judah represent those that some are faithful in it.
不久以后也被盗了。
But eventually they will become wayward.
一个被盗的，一个还忠心的人，他们不久呢都被掳了。
So those who are faithful and those who are wayward eventually become captives.
那么这一个耶稣基督在这一个新约的时候讲到说，如果那日子不减少
So Jesus Christ said that if the days were not shortened, in that day,
连选民都被迷惑了。
Even elect may be deceived.
给我们从旧约看到新约里面弥迦的教训是什么？
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, she was the teaching of the
Micah. 这个世代最可怕的。
So the scary thing about this generation,
就是迷惑，让你迷迷糊糊的进入到迷惑里头。
That you are deceived to into confusion.
什么叫做迷惑？
What is deception?
就是你根本不知道那是迷惑，那就叫迷惑。
But you don't know you're being deceived. That's actually deception.
当我们还以为为神的国度大发热心的时候，我们竟然是进入迷惑的时候。
When we think we're expanding great zeal for the kingdom of the Lord, you have gone into
deception. 那才是真正的迷惑。
Deception, that's true deception.
要不然耶稣基督不会一而再再而三的提到所谓的迷惑。
So that's why Jesus Christ mentioned once, twice, three times.
那么最大的迷惑呢，就是自以为义。
So the great deception is self-righteousness.
因为你自以为义，你才会认为说我在做这个工作的时候呢，都是怎么样非常合理的。
So when you think you're right, that you whatever you do, you think you're doing the right thing.
我们从约拿书看到，我直到死我都认为合理。
So we see in the book of Jonah that Jonah said that it's right for me to die.
约拿先知打发自己那个自以为义的那一种情况，完梗到什么程度讲出来。
So he described how rebellious, stubborn he was over his own righteousness.
这给我们有什么样的醒思呢？
So what's something for us to reflect on?
也就是说，我们有一天也会像自以为义义到这种程度。
So someday we may become self-righteous like him to this level.
不一定要这样啦。
You say, well, we don't have to be like this.
那都是牧师、传道人、区长讲的，不是要这样的啦。
So this is all preached by the pastors, the cell leaders, and
只要心灵诚实敬拜就好了。
As long you worship in spirit and truth.
心中自己有一把尺。
But yet you have a ruler in your heart.
这一把尺呢，是自己衡量。
This is the ruler you use to measure.
喂，这一些呢，都让我们看到我们跟神亲近的那个关系。
We see that when we draw near God.
以色列代表被盗。
The Israel represent waywardness.
犹大代表忠心的，但是有一天他也是被盗。
Judah represent the faithful, but one day they will become wayward too.
要告诉我们说，这个世界上很多世俗化已经进到教会里头来。
You're telling us that a lot of worldly things have entered the church.
意思呢，也就是进到基督徒的心中来。
Or enter into the hearts of Christians.
如果我们没有好好的这个警醒的时候
，If we are not watchful.
我们看到以色列当他们出埃及的时候，开始在这个找不到领袖。
So when the Israelites left Egypt, they could not find a leader.
摩西上西乃山去。
Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
久久不下来的时候，他寻找不到一个可以看得见的领袖。
So when he was alone in coming down, they tried to find a leader.
没有可跟随的时候
，when they had no one to follow,
他们就按着他们自己在埃及所学的来塑造一个偶像来敬拜。
So they made an idol based on the custom and traditions in Egypt that they lived in.
我们一生当中最大重要的跟随是跟随耶稣。
The greatest thing, the greatest person we need to follow is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的脚踪在圣经里面写得非常的清楚。
His first step in the Bibles are very clear.
但是我们在这个环境里面经常会被塑造成找到一个可以跟的实体。
But in our reality, we try to find something that's tangible.
以至于呢，那一个看不见的呢，我们就怎么样，没有办法真正的领受到。
And we will not be able to receive what's invisible.
我们一直要的是那看得见的。
What we want is something that's invisible.
所以我们的心里面的寻求的时候，都找那一些看得见的。
So in our heart, we try to see what's visible.
看得见比较能够感受得到。
So when we can see, we can actually feel it.
看不见的呢，比较感受不到。
So when that was invisible, we cannot feel.
那要花很多忍耐。
But so that means that we need to endure a lot.
后
and wait.
要付这个代价。
We need to pay this price.
因为要付这个代价。
Because we have to pay this price.
很多人都不愿意付这些代价。
A lot of people are not willing.
以至于呢，我们就看到哈，按着他们自己的方式来敬拜金牛犊。
So they use their own way to worship with the golden calf.
以至于在这世上来得罪耶和华。
So they sin against the Lord.
今天我们有没有变相的这种事情产生？
Do we do the same thing in ourselves?
所以我们看到整个耶和华对于摩西的教导，也教导他的百姓。
So that the teachings, what God commanded to Moses also was taught to this people.
今天弥迦在这个地方大力的疾呼，三次的疾呼。
Here Micah cried loudly to people three times.
要整个这个啊，告诉我们怎么当怎么行。
He's telling us what we should do.
第六章第六节到第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 6 to verse 8.
啊，怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
So God want to show you what is good.
他向你们所要的是什么呢？
So what is required of you?
只要你行公义。
As long you act justly.
好怜悯。
And love mercy.
存谦卑的心。
To walk humbly with your God.
与你的神同行。
With your God.
好，我们看到这个以诺与神同行。
We saw that Enoch walked with God.
我们也看到摩西与神同行。
We saw that Moses also walked with God.
我们看到所有的先知与神同行。
We saw the prophets walked with God.
这些同行里面的整个的表现是什么？
So what is manifestation when they walk with God?
行公义。
They act justly.
好怜悯。
They love mercy.
存谦卑的心。
And they walk humbly.
你们看到这个都是神的属性。
So all these are the natures of God.
公义。
Justice.
再来讲怜悯。
Mercy.
那么就会产生出真正的谦卑。
And then you have true humility.
谦卑不是哎呀，我这个讲到一些这个啊，这个好像很客套的话语。
So to be humble, it seems like just speak humble words.
真正的谦卑是在真理里面的谦卑。
To true be humble truly is to be humble into truth.
从内心里面发出来，看见别人比自己强。
And then be able to see others better than yourselves truly.
那不是那种假意的，哎呀。明明有这个才能，我不要做，我不要做，叫别人去做。
It's not a fake. It's and to tell people to do something because you don't want to do yourself.
是怎么样？不是因为我有才能，看别人比自己高。
But because you see others better than yourself, even though you have the ability.
而有才能去做的时候，也不因为做太多而像马大一样埋怨。
So, but yet you not do because your ability do a lot of things yet complain like Martha did.
知道什么是行公义。
Because you know what is to act justly.
什么是好怜悯。
What is to love mercy?
那么怎么样？就存谦卑的心。
And to have a heart humility or walk humbly.
这是与神同行的要素。
These are the elements of walking with God.
神向我们要的是什么呢？
So what does God requires of us?
已经指明出来了。
He always show you.
要我们遵照他的义而行。
To walk according to his righteousness.
那我们心中就会产生出神的怜悯。
So in our heart we will have God's mercy.
自然就有谦卑。
Then we naturally have humility.
用这三种的心态与神同行。
That we walk with God with these three attitudes in our heart.
那你要与神同行，就必须要这三个心态。
If you want to walk with God, you need to have these three attitudes.
弥迦书在这一个啊预言的当中，给我们看到神向我们要的是什么。
So in Book of Micah, in his prophecy, what he showed us what God requires of us.
所以我们没有那个必要再跟神去神啊，你的旨意是什么？
Then you don't need to say God what is will.
我的旨意就写在这里了。
Yeah, His will is written right.
但是我的旨意就写出来了。
God said I've written my will.
弥迦已经告诉你们了。
And Micah already told you.
他说世人啊。
He said all people.
每一个人都必须要遵行。
And everybody needs to do this.
当我们看到这个啊，这个圣经里面有一句话。
There's a verse in the Bible.
婚姻人人当尊重。
So everybody should honor the marriage.
意思不是说结婚的才要尊重，不结婚的不用尊重。
So it doesn't mean only those who are married should honor marriage.
是人啊。
Oh, man.
只要是人就应该尊重。
So as long as a man, they should honor this.
怎么样找到神呢？
How do you find God?
把神的属性讲三要素提出来。
So bring out the three natures of God.
神向你所要的是什么呢？
So what does God require of you?
所以今天你应该把神给我们共通的这个每一个人的启示一根先行出来。
So we need to act out on the general revelation of his will here.
你把这个行出来，要神就把真正要你独特给你特殊的那个启示告诉你。
So when you act on this revelation, God will give you the special revelations.
普遍的启示都不领受，就想要领受特殊的启示。
If you do not receive the general revelation and want the special revelations,
这个基督徒最大的矛盾就在这里。
This is the great contradiction in the Christians.
普遍的启示不要。
They don't want the general revelations of God.
就想要神给你特殊的启示。
They want only the special revelations from God.
结果呢，都上当。
And at the end, they were all
上什么当？
Deceived. how would they deceive?
魔鬼就在那个地方看你。
And the devil there waiting on you.
像亚夏娃在那个树下看来看去的。
Just like Eve was at the.
要不然蛇怎么知道他在想要吃这棵树呢？
Otherwise, how did snake know that she wanted to eat from the tree?
撒旦他不是全能的。
Satan is not almighty.
但他可以从你走过的路看到你想要的是什么。
But he can see what you have done before, see what you want.
算命的人。
Those who are those fortune
tellers. 用他的经验。
They use their experience.
你走进来。
When you walk in.
看你的谈话。
From the way you speak.
他都能够猜出你想要的是什么。
He can guess what you are seeking.
魔鬼当然比他更高一点。
Of course, the devil is higher than him.
但他不是未来的事情，他都知道。
But he doesn't know what is to come.
未来的事情都不知道。
He does not know what is to come.
过去事情他可以去追溯。
So from what has happened, he could.
我们也可以啊。我们现在要知道一个名人的时候，我们网上先搜寻一下。
So, like for example, we can look at
过去是什么。
What happened to the great people?
什么时候生的？
When were they born?
情况是怎么样
？And what happened to them?
这个我们轨迹，哎呀，结过几次婚啊
？Or how many times they have been married?
这个都可以怎么样？可以追溯出来的。
We can find out these things.
走过必留下痕迹嘛
，Because where you have walked, there's going to be signs.
这整个我们就看到
，So we can
魔鬼他也可以这么做。
That the devil can do the same thing.
从这些轨迹里面，他就知道你要什么。
From these schemes, he can find out what you want.
因此呢，如果你不愿意走神给我们普遍的启示
，If you're not willing to walk in the general revelation from God,
就想要说神啊，给我特殊的启示。
And you ask God for special revelations.
很小心，魔鬼会开一扇门。
And be careful, the devil may open the door.
让你觉得那是神给你的特殊启示。
And you may feel that that's God's special revelation to you.
堕落在其中。
And at the end, you fall into that.
这是迷惑的可怕。
This is the scariness of being deceived.
光照我们。
The Lord's light.
加书里面再次的学习到信息的教训。
So we can learn from Micah's message.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
你已经把你要我们行的指示给我们。
You revealed to us what we should do.
就是要好行公义。
To act justly.
好怜悯。
To love mercy.
存谦卑的心。
Walk humbly.
与你同行。
With you.
求主你帮助我们
Lord, may you help us.
求主你帮助我们现在就立志
Lord, help us to be determined.
遵循你要我们所行的
To obey what you want us to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.